So David Hawkins is senior editor of Congressional Quarterly's Roll Call and author of the Hawkins Here blog and column, covered Congress in various positions at CQ since 1995. Seems like yesterday, David, that 1995 was here, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, in some odd ways, it's similar. It's similar 20 years ago.
Of course, when you're 74 years old, as I am, 1995 sounds like yesterday, but really?
Well, even when you're 55, like I am.
Wow. How's that possible? Anyway, let's talk about the GOP presidential race. You've got your ear to the ground over there. Cruz is not that far behind Trump right now.
He is not. You know, and many. This is where at a real inflection point in this race. With the we're on the eve of the Michigan contest, where Cruz is, you know, has a chance to do well. A lot of people have a chance to do well. It seems quite a fluid situation. Then next week we have Florida, which is sort of Marco Rubio's potentially his last stand. We have Ohio, which John Kasich, the governor, says is his last stand. That if he wins there, he goes on, and if he doesn't win there, he goes home. So this is really kind of the moment where Donald Trump is either looking to put nothing but brake lights between him and the nomination, and or not. And the stop Trump effort is a real thing. It's a moneyed thing. There are some money that is being poured into this effort, but they haven't yet decided where they're going to put the money. So it's an unbelievably fascinating and different set of dynamics than any of the other campaigns that I've been covering, which go back to 1980.
So I've heard again and again that his colleagues in the Senate hate Cruz's guts. And I also know that the Republican establishment, you know, wants Rubio. Then Trump keeps saying he wants Rubio out of the race. Can you explain that to me?
I can't really. I don't understand. I think that's a great point, because I was thinking about that just yesterday, is why he just keeps saying little Marco needs to hang it up. I don't quite understand that, because if Rubio and Kasich get out of the race, then, I mean, the faster it becomes a two-person race, no matter which of the other of the three remaining challengers to Trump become the one alternative, the harder it becomes for Trump. So from a purely enlightened self-interest point of view, you would think that Donald Trump would say all three of them should keep coming at me for as long as possible, because the longer that happens, and the longer the other three split the anti-Trump vote, the easier it is for Trump to get to the magic number of delegates before the convention. So I don't understand it. What I also do think is true is that hate his guts is sort of in the ballpark of what other Republicans in the Senate think of Ted Cruz. He has been running for president on the backs of his Senate Republican colleagues pretty much since the day he got here. It is annoying to them. They feel like he has really sort of stretched way beyond the boundaries of, you know, being the insider running as an outsider is a tough political balancing act to do. And they don't think he's done it very well.
So it could be that if your analysis is correct, and it probably is, that what Trump is really doing is playing Brer Rabbit. Don't throw me in the briar patch. Get Marco out. And that way, it's exactly the opposite of what he may want.
That is exactly right. That's a great... I hadn't thought of that analogy. I think I might have to adopt it myself. That's
Please,
great.
Feel free. Feel free. Of course, you could cite me. No, okay, so I'm just teasing, of course. So the next question would be, what about a brokered convention? What's the chances that'll happen in a Republican
side? Well, the chances grow significantly depending on the outcome in the next week. Because if Trump does not win, because Michigan is a big problem, because now we are at the stage where the delegates... The way delegates are awarded after these primaries is not proportional, based on the outcome, but so-called winner take all. And Michigan, Ohio, and Florida are really big states that are big delegate prizes. And if Trump does not win any of those three, or even does not win two out of those three, then mathematically, looking down the road and trying to project ahead, it looks unlikely that he could get to the magic number of delegates that he needs, which I believe is 1,237. I think I got that number memorized now.
And yet, David, it's interesting because it does look like Trump is ahead, at least in Michigan.
It does.
I don't know about Florida. What's your intelligence tell us there? Because since Rubio is leaving the Senate, this could be the end of his political career if he loses in Florida.
This is it for him, right. I think my understanding of the polling in Florida is it's a little bit fluid, but he certainly doesn't have a lock on it. And Kasich, on the other hand, I think looks and sounds, and from the polling, looks like he's got a pretty solid chance to carry his own home state.
Right. In your sensibility, being around here a long time, what do you think is the possibility here of Trump becoming the candidate?
Hi.
You think he can become the candidate?
That he will become the candidate. I would give it a 75% likelihood.
Okay, so why do they hate him so much in the Republican establishment? I mean, after all, you might get a candidate. He looks like he can get Democratic votes. He looks like he can get middle-class votes. He could beat Hillary. Certainly, Cruz isn't going to beat Hillary, in my opinion. So why in the world would they be so opposed to Trump?
I think that they don't think he's going to win. And I do. I think that that many people in the establishment, serious Republican Party, think that he is, not of presidential timber, and that he will ruin the Republican brand in the short term, and that he'll take the Senate. He will lose. They will lose the Senate as a consequence of his losing, and they will be much weaker than they were at the start of this year. Partisan, just win baby Republicans, to use the football coach analogy, who think that who are questioning whether the sort of let's just win thing really should result in having a candidate who presents himself the way Donald Trump presents himself.
We are right now looking forward to a Hillary Trump election.
Yes. Which is pretty amazing. A very polarizing election, an incredibly negative election, where each side will probably go negative early on and stay negative, and it will be it threatens to be an election all about why you should vote against the other guy, not why you should vote for me. That's the kind of election that tends to depress turnout, and which is sort of too bad from a civics point of view, because the two Obama elections saw higher than typical turnout in the last 50 years. I would predict it would go down again because so many people will be sick of both of these folks by the time of the election. I think it's going to be grim.
Our very good friend is David Hawking, senior editor of Congressional Quarterly's Roll Call and author of the Hawking's Here blog and column. He has covered Congress in various positions at CQ since 1995. David, when we come back the next time, let's talk about the forgotten subject, the Supreme Court.
Aha! Uh-huh.